Senator Cornyn, Republican legislators back civics bill that could push critical race theory on every public school in America. By Spencer Lindquist on July 1, 2022. Critics warn that the Civics Secures Democracy Act, CSDA, which is backed by multiple Republican senators such as Senator John Cornyn, RTX, could impose left-wing critical race theory on every public school in the United States if it passes. The bill would empower Biden's Secretary of Education to award grants to eligible entities, including nonprofit organizations, higher education institutions, and states, which would then use the money to offer subgrants to local educational agencies. Cornyn, who was recently booed at the Texas Republican Party convention over his support for gun control and appears to be working on an immigration package that would include amnesty, is among the Republicans who are backing the bill. The legislation would provide $1 billion annually to eligible entities. $585 million would be earmarked for state education agencies, while nonprofits would receive $200 million. Higher education institutions would receive $150 million. $50 million would be earmarked for researchers, and $15 million would be granted to the Prince Hall Fellowship Program, which is intended to diversify the civics and history education workforce. The bill explains that its goals include support of local educational agencies, elementary schools, and secondary schools in selecting and making available to all students innovative, engaging curricula and programs pertaining to civics and American government, as well as to diversify the civics, history, and government education workforce by offering targeted incentives. While the bill does not expressly warrant the creation of a national curriculum, the grant money would be awarded by the Secretary of Education, which previously removed a requirement that grant seekers incorporate elements of the New York Times 1619 project and the work of critical race theorist Ibram X. Kendi. Additionally, Biden previously issued an executive order that mobilized the federal government in an attempt to advance critical race theory under the guise of racial equity and support for underserved communities. Critics have contended that the legislation will allow the Biden administration to leverage the competitive grants to push an ideological agenda, thus incentivizing school districts to adopt left-wing curriculum and giving the Biden administration's increased control over state and local education systems. The CDSA has garnered support from multiple Republicans, including Cornyn, who introduced the bill alongside Democrat Senator Chris Coons, D. Senator James Inhofe, R.O.K., also joined the two in introducing the controversial piece of legislation. Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, is also supporting the bill, as is Tom Cole, a Republican congressman from Oklahoma's 4th Congressional District. The National Association of Scholars is one of the organizations opposing the legislation, and has issued a call to both Cole and Cornyn, urging them to withdraw their support for the bill, arguing that it would empower the Biden administration to advance critical race theory. Cornyn's office did not respond to a request for comment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.